2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15 tonight. I'm going to get you guys out here in about 15 minutes. We have other things going on in this room. Wednesday night, the services will be at the same time as normal, 7 o'clock. We'll be able to get in here, have a somewhat normal service. We'll have to abbreviate it a little bit, probably get out at 7:45. And so we encourage you to be here, of course, Wednesday night, as always. Be in prayer for Vacation Bible School. What a great bunch of kids. And so let's pray for our workers and all that goes into that. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Just going to talk about some great gifts that God has given us. I hope it'll be an encouragement to you tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gifts. And God's been so good to give us so many things. One of the greatest gifts, or the three greatest gifts that He has given us, of course, is His Son. I'm thankful that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad that He's given us the Scriptures, another great gift. The Bible, the Word of God. I pointed out to the church up in Boise that what if God had given us His Bible but hadn't made it understandable? But thankfully He has. What if God had given us a letter and we couldn't read it? But thank the Lord He has given us a great Word of God that we can read and understand, and He has a great love to know and want us to know Him. His Scriptures, the Bible, all Scriptures given by inspiration of God. And then thirdly, the other great gift we've been given is the Spirit of God, and we talked about that this morning some. Acts 5:32 says, "The Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him." I'm glad I have the Holy Ghost living inside of me. The Holy Spirit who abides in me. The valuable, all three of these gifts are so valuable, and they're given to every believer, young and old. I'm glad of that. Pretty and ugly, all of us. But each is spoken of as being in the heart. In other words, the Son, the Scriptures, the Bible, the Spirit have all been associated with, and we've been told in the Word of God that they abide in the heart. Listen to these verses. Ephesians 3:17 says, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith." And then Psalm 119 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." So the Son of God's in our heart, the Bible, the Word of God in our heart. Galatians 4:6 says, "And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." And we have the Spirit of God in our hearts. Let's pray. Lord, bless this time. Bless the reading of Your Word. And God, we do pray that You would touch hearts tonight, and that we'd be encouraged by Your unspeakable gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. All three of these unspeakable gifts are involved in these areas. I'm going to give you four or five areas in which all three of these unspeakable gifts are involved. Number one is in regeneration. I'm glad I'm saved, amen? All three gifts have had a part in our salvation. And the Bible says there, we are born again by believing on His Son. I'm going to read these scriptures. You can look them up if you want. But 1 John 5:1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." So, it's the Son of God has a part, a major part, in our salvation. The Bible also says that we are born again by the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abide forever." So the Word of God had a part in our regeneration. And then the Spirit of God. We are born again by the Spirit of God. John 3:8 says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh. And whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit." Born of the Spirit. And so I think sometimes it's good to remember that in salvation, Jesus Christ gave His life for us. What a part He had in our regeneration. The Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. It's the Word of God that brings us that faith, that gives us the information we need in order to receive Christ. And it's the Holy Spirit that convicts us. And I'm thankful the Holy Spirit leads us into salvation. I'm glad He's the one who draws us. By the way, the Lord is drawing all men. He would that all men be saved. Amen? All right, so the big word regeneration just simply means all three of these great gifts have a part in our salvation. The next word is sanctification. All three gifts have a part in our sanctification. That means sanctified simply means us growing in Christ, growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As we grow in the Lord, who is having a part? All three of these are having a part in our growth spiritually. The Bible says here that Hebrews 10:10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. So we are sanctified by the offering of the body of His Son of Jesus Christ. Sanctified through the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, we are sanctified by His Word, which is truth. The Bible says in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We are sanctified by the Word of God. We are sanctified by Jesus Christ. We are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Romans 5, everybody with me still? I'm going super fast. Romans 15, verse 16. I think this is kind of a neat lesson. Just really, hey, all three have a part. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. That I should be the ministers of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. So, this growth that we experience as Christians, who plays a part in that? Well, of course Jesus Christ does. That's who we are imitating. That's who we are longing to be like. And He not only is there to be the one in which we are imitating, but He's the one that helps us. Helps us. He's our mediator. He's our go-between. He is there to intercede for us. Amen? And then it's the Word of God. As we read the Word of God, we are washed, the Bible says, by the Word of God. And as we read the Word of God, the Son of God, you know, arises in our hearts. And therefore, we are daily and hourly working with the Word and sanctified. And the Holy Spirit, of course, is that which empowers us in the sanctification. He's the energy, if you would. He's the power source, if you would. And we need the Holy Spirit, don't we? We do. And then we talk about these three gifts play a part in the peace that we experience as Christians. We find peace through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:14 says, "For He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." So we peace with God comes through Jesus Christ. Right? The peace with God, the peace of God, comes through Jesus Christ as well. I'm glad I experienced as a Christian the peace of God. What a blessing to know the peace that passes all understanding. And then the Word of God plays a part in it. He says, "Great peace have they which love thy law," or love the Word. You want to experience peace? Get in the Word of God. And you experience trials and tribulations? Just open up the Psalms and begin to read. You might hit one or two that are a little bit of a snag. But you can read them and be so encouraged by what they say, and the encouragement comes from the Word of God. He's promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He's promised to, I can do all things through Him. We are more than conquerors. The Word of God brings comfort, brings peace to our hearts. That peace that passes all understanding. And then lastly, the peace that we receive through the Spirit of God. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace." So the fruit of the Spirit, and I don't want to preach too much on that tonight because I'm going to preach on that in our series on Sunday morning. But the fruit of the Spirit, love produces joy. Joy produces peace. And it's the Holy Spirit, as you read the context in Galatians chapter 5, it's the filling of the Spirit that brings that fruit of the Spirit. Holy Spirit brings peace. And then, lastly, we think about these three great gifts. Not only are they involved in our salvation, not only are they involved in our growing in Christ, but they're involved in the peace. I'm glad for the peace of God. I'm glad that when things are not going as they should, the Holy Spirit is there and gives me peace to go through the storm. Without Him, we have nothing. We have no hope. The hope is found in Jesus Christ, the peace of God. Lastly, the three gifts are involved in the liberty that we experience as Christians. Liberty. Liberty is found in Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I'm glad I'm free. I'm glad I'm free. The freedom that Christ brings from the chains of sin, the freedom that He brings from the wrath of God, which hell, the freedom He brings, the liberty He brings, is great liberty. Great liberty. The liberty He brings from the law. We talked about that a little bit this morning. We're going to really explain that here in the next few weeks on Sunday morning. The liberty He brings. By the way, He said, I didn't come to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. And I can't wait to give you some more on that. Liberty. Liberty is found in Jesus Christ. Great liberty. He'll make you free. Number two, liberty through His Word. The Bible says in Psalm 119, I will walk at liberty, for I seek Thy precepts, or I seek the Word. John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's speaking of the Word of God. You want to be free? Read the Word of God. You want to be free? We are free through Jesus Christ and through His Word. And liberty is also found by and through the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, then the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. Liberty in what? Liberty from sin. Liberty from the world. Liberty. Freedom. I'm glad when I got saved that not only was I saved from the penalty of sin, but saved from the power of sin. We don't have to yield ourselves as instruments of unrighteousness, Romans chapter 6 says. But we can yield ourselves as instruments of God. We don't have the liberty to do what we want to. We have the liberty to stay on the track of God's Word and to obey Him. Liberty is found in Jesus Christ. Liberty is found in the Word of God. Liberty is found by way of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for liberty. My motivation for serving Him is not because I have to, but because I want to. And the minute it switches, we get grouchy and grumpy. Right? That's just practical tonight. We need to realize and remember that we're serving Him because we love Him, not because we have to. We have liberty. We have liberty tonight. Each of these three great gifts, the Son, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God, must be given their proper place. In other words, in our hearts and lives, these three great gifts must be given proper place. The Scripture and the Holy Spirit have a tremendous part in our salvation, but they are not the Savior. They are not the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He is God's great gift to all the lost world. The gift of God is eternal life, but through Jesus Christ, He's a part of God's great gift. In other words, we want to be very careful. There was a movement that's been about 20 years ago. And you remember what John the Baptist said, He must increase, I must decrease, right? And John understood that his role was to lift Christ up. Well, the role of the Scriptures is not that we worship the Scriptures. The role of the Scripture is to lift Christ up. The role of the Holy Spirit is not for the Holy Spirit to be worshipped, but the Holy Spirit is there to lift Christ up. There was a movement about 20 years ago. There was a book written by Charles Stanley. And it's a decent book. It's worth reading. But it really got close to Holy Spirit worship, where if you're not careful, someone began to say, well, you need to pray to the Holy Spirit. I'm to pray to God through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit is there to enable me and empower me to do so. But let's be careful. And what we're saying here is they have their proper place in our heart. These are three great gifts. The Word of God is a wonderful gift. Without it, we couldn't be saved because we wouldn't have the ability to know what's going on. Unless God came down like He did in the Old Testament and told us. Right? Everybody understand? Holy Spirit's a great gift. In the Old Testament, it came upon the saints. In the New Testament, it dwells inside the saints. I'm thankful that in the Old Testament, it lifted off and came upon saints at will. But as New Testament saints, He indwells with us eternally. He's the earnest. He's the down payment. And I didn't get to finish that thought this morning. He's the earnest. He's the down payment. Listen, Jesus is coming again. Because He made the down payment. I was going to say He done made the down payment. He done made the down payment. He has to come back. The earnest is living inside of me. But proper place, both are there to lift Christ up. And may Christ be glorified in all of us. By way of salvation, He saved us from our sins. By way of sanctification, it is the Christ we are imitating and being conformed to the image of His Son by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself. And then the peace of God comes through Jesus Christ. Peace with God and the peace of God. And then we think about liberty. True, complete liberty. Yes, spoken of that the Word of God does that. Because truth will set you free to understand and know what's going on and set you free. And yes, the Holy Spirit is there to enable us to have liberty. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ primarily who set us free. Amen? Everyone in his proper place. Three unspeakable gifts. What great gifts God has given to us. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Looking unto Jesus, hearing the Word of God, and walking in the Spirit, we can do all of these and live for Him. Three unspeakable gifts tonight. Let's pray. No invitation. We'll just dismiss. Ready? Well, by the way, we'll have some announcements after this. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your unspeakable gifts, the great gifts that You've given us, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and Your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that each of us would lift Your Son up this week as we go throughout our day, as we go throughout the week, and that Christ may be glorified in us. And we'll thank You for what You'll do in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me give you a couple of announcements, and I know they